Samach Aleph. We did Sif Gimel, finishing off the Mishnah Berurahs in the Sif Gimel. Holy Mishnah Berurah Tesvav. Yomar Amen. So the Ramah holds that you answer Amen to a Bachaber when you saw Bahava. Not the Machaber. Earlier, the Machaber said you can't answer Amen. The Ramah holds that you could, and the Minig is to do so. Now, the Chavar Tehafsik between the Bracha and the Maisa. And we're allowing an Amen. So how are we supposed to understand that? So the Mishnah Ryan that we come back a little bit mizel in Berach al pri. Shazai Berach Zemotzi b'la ochel adayin. The person made a bracha on the food. He said, he has not taken a bite yet. So kach, sim chavero isa a bracha. And now somebody else finished the exact same bracha. Can you answer a main or not? So you can't learn out from here that you could, because it's not because they're allowed to answer. We could have thought mistakenly that the bracha, since it's the exact same bracha, the main on that bracha is not considered a hafsik. So that's not the pshat. The pshat is, more simply, that this bracha is not a birchas mitzvah. So it wasn't niskel al kriyashma, so there's no issue of hafsik. We said before, it's better not to get involved in it. It's better not to get involved in the which would be if you say the bracha together with the shatz, you can't, don't answer amen. Sif Dalad. Noigim Likras Pasuk Rishon Bekol Rav, Ketel Ur HaKamana. The meaning is to say the first Pasuk out loud, which helps a person focus. Hey, Noigim Litin Yedeim Al Pneim, Bekriyash Pasuk Rishon, Kedeshel Yistakal Badabar Acher, Shemoinoi Milachavim. The meaning is to cover your eyes. To prevent you from getting distracted.
You can just close your eyes. There must be something else there why you have to put your hand over it.
That is true.
You just close your eyes.
They make other suggestions, but the Maisa that became the minig is the more guaranteed that your eyes are shut with your hands on top of it. Because even your eyes open, you still can't see. I don't think the issue over here is really the fact that you're going to distract. It's just to do a Maisa which will force you to remember that you're not supposed to be distracted. It's more the maisa is more the kavana than that right. The fact that you have to do it.
Right. More effort.
It's more effort. So that is more of a reminder that you have to focus. Okay, Vav. Tzarech laharich b'cheshel echod kishayamach haKadosh Baruch Hu b'shamayim v'aretz. You need to in the letter ches when you say echod. So. Kadosh Baruch Hu is the Melech in the Shemayim and down here. Shlizem Raim is Hachatoytzer. It's Sheva Emsa Gagaches. So the Chatoytzer point up where the feet are down here indicates up there and down here where we mama Kadosh Baruch Hu. Yach B'dalah Shalechon Shir Shiachshir Kadosh Baruch Hu Yochid Belama Umeshal Bar Baruches Ba'olam. You extend the dalah long enough to think Kadosh Baruch Hu is one. In all the different directions and in the Shemayim and the words. Well, Yarech Yersin, because you should not extend the Dalit more than that. Veshnagam Mahatas Arish, Kafiyah Makshava. That person will move his head together with the thought process, Malamata, Abaruches, up and down in four directions. Okay. So the Mishnah Berurah. Yurches, Laharech, Peches. So Yudzani said it should be a Yadamin, and that applies even to a person who's an Eter. But for this purpose, he should. There's those who argue he should use his right hand. Okay, Laharach Beches. Because we're going to rub Hashem, the probably make the lawyers. Shiarach Beches, Kashir Shlish, the Badal is Kashir Shne Shlishin. The extension over here should be one third of the extension in the ches and two thirds in the dalit. Yisrael Mishal Yarech Beches Klal Rachicham and Akom Adalus Chikotzim Gro BeYurei. Some say the Gro it doesn't make sense to me to think about it. So you finish the word, then you can. As you're finishing the word, you're having the thought what the word means. But right now, echo doesn't really mean too much. The dal should not be longer than that. And some new of the head according to the machshava. So now, Mishmar says, "Av chof, avogav the reason hakari shemal lo yikris beinam." A person should not make any types of symbolism, signage to somebody. He shouldn't wink, etc. Doesn't rekita chareviz on the tzarach davarach or b'val lino kamon. Over there, the point is that's about that he's winking to somebody. He's signaling to somebody. For another purpose, which takes away the kavanah. Over here, malcha remiza, he lets erach kavanah. Over here, the remiza is for the kavanah. Matiyat zrichel yos mizuch tzofen ma'ariv adorim. So you go west, north. East, north, west, south. Vliyata roish mizuch ma'ariv tzofen adorim. You don't do chas v'sholem. That be chas v'sholem shisi ba'ariv. Shouldn't look like he's making a cross. So it should be go around the circle. Now, one of the rishis which we have over here is we have difficulty extending a dalad. If you're a Taimani and you pronounce the dalad, is it's very easy to extend a sound. It's very hard to extend a d sound because it's a that's it. So it would be better in that situation to pronounce the word correctly. And then have the thought after you finish pronouncing the word, than extending the letter incorrectly. A lot of people pronounce the word echod, there's no shema under the dalad. It's echod. Zayin yadgish bedalas shlo yehei kereish. We want you to make sure that the dalas comes out clear. It shouldn't sound like it's a reish. Chafal bedalas below yadgish yesimidai. Kila Shakirin Hadal Nakuna Bishwai Bitsere, you're one of the telling there's an E or an A sound under the Dalit. Elakamana Shiatimeno Befab Yof. It just means make sure you express it clearly that it should sound like a Dalit. But the problem is a lot of times because we're supposed to be Madhgash to Dalit, people end up being Madhgash and adding another syllable to the word. Okay. Right. So. So it's a chod, right, that's probably the best way to pronounce it for our Ashkenazi purpose, our Ashkenazi tongues. Right?
Saying
echad, but echod. So you're not extending it because we don't know how to extend it, you know. Mm-hmm. You pronounce like a Taimani, so it's very easy to extend it. This will be one of the indications they got that one right. Ches, lo yata b'ches, you shouldn't say the ches too quickly. Lo yarech ba'alef, you shouldn't extend the right. It's not the word yet. The main place is to extend the whole thing. Tes, also learn mishmash shnei pomim. You can't say the pasuk of shema twice. Bein shekayful teva shemir shema shema bein shekayful apostle karishin. Either shema shema Hashem Hashem, right? Elokeinu Elokeinu, right? Or shema Yisrael Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad. Shema Yisrael Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad. Either way is a problem. And you repeat the words, or you repeat the whole pasuk. Okay. So the Mishnah Berura. It looks like he's accepting, he's speaking to two masters. So somebody asked this question yesterday. I think Benji asked this question. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Let's say a person did not have Kavanah the first time, but Kavanah is Makim of the first Pasuk of Shema. So he realizes he's in the first Pasuk of Shema, and he didn't feel that he was Mechavan properly. So you do read it, repeat it a second time. And you do it quietly, because by doing one loudly and one quietly, obviously it's not the Shnei Rishuyas, because, you know, if you have two masters, you don't say one loudly and one quietly. The Isser is like it's nearer, so if there's nobody to see it, it wouldn't be Usser. But this is all because we need to address the problem. The Gemara asked the question. The Gemara says, "Like, well, we should bang you in the head to make sure you're mechaber the first time." That was the Gemara's answer. But after that answer, we still have people who don't get it right the first time. I saw Ramosha and Chuba one place. I haven't seen this in a lot of years. He suggested possibly it would be better to, at that point in time, to finish off the first paragraph and then start over again. I don't remember the argument why. Apparently, they would say Shema also. They came from Shema, Sakhar, maybe in Italian, like Mexican, Shem, Shrius. It's clearly distinct. If there's a time lapse between the two of them, it's mutter. It's only if it's two consecutive times, one right after the other. Feel a good and amulah happy. Not only that, mashatskin. So the verse says, "Pasha, we shut him down. We don't allow this." Not only do we not stop him, we don't protest, but it's not even good. It's not considered something negative. Now, Beja Kaifel. So he said, this is the problem whether you repeat each word or whether you repeat the pasuk twice. But the average mikvel is a pasuk, because yotze, if you repeat the pasuk twice, you're still yotze. Mikvel is a tevis, it's a harki, and I'm real locha. That's not a pasuk. Shema, 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 shema. Elkeinu, elkeinu. That's not a pasuk. It could be not yours anything. Which comes from the pasuk of Rishon. He says that the pasuk of Rishon may hold ein chashash. This is only the first pasuk. Anywhere in the paragraph is a problem, not just the first pasuk. The Rif Slosh is a current pasuk mi kriyishma, something like a pasuk from the paragraph of kriyishma. Any pasuk is a problem. I'm going to be geborim. She got a mirror. Mir machrav zeh. Achlam achlam mitos. Nobody ain't lahachrav zeh. Kriyishma mitos. That's not a problem. What's that about? Let's see that the next sif yud kishakar kriyishma al mitos. So we'll see over there that when the person says Kriyat Shema L'mita, the person really should go to sleep, mitoch the words of the Kriyat Shema L'mita. So a person reads Kriyat Shema L'mita, and he finishes, and he's still awake. So over there it says, you're supposed to read it again. Well, you end up saying the pasuk twice. Right? So over there, you're allowed to read the whole parasha, and then L'achzor L'kroisim. The argument being pasha, that's a hefsik. Some say no, even repeating the whole paragraph twice, the first pasuk should not be said. This is a specific heter, because since there's an Indian of having the kriyishma said immediately connected to the going to sleep as a shmira, so we're going to allow this. It sounds like reading the whole parasha, even reading the whole parasha twice, is going to be problematic. So you need both things, almita and the whole parasha. Nearly the close of daf game parashas Shema Levada. When Kara Gam came Shar Parashas Ein Chashash Medav. If you just read the first paragraph Shema and the Vahavta, so that's the Groz being Medak. That's a problem. If you read all three parashas and then you do all three parashas again, that you can say the first pasuk of Shema again. Okay. Yud Aleph. Oimer Bashmaris Beslichus. Miyam Kippur Tfilas Nila. Sheipam Mish Pasuk Shema Yisrael Yeshalam Nushal Yamru. If they would say the pasuk Shema twice, based on this Gemara, we have to stop them. We have to train them not to do that. Shlo yarbu chavov, but Bach cause of the ain't levat l'minig, but mokum shenoku kain because really rabba. The Bach protects the minig. Aluush lachem chumunis magen avram oyster b'dibur gomash b'gam kain sho oyster. So we have a question whether this minhag is proper or not. And Mishmar seems to coming out that the Ikir Pesach is that it's not proper. Okay, now, based on this thought, we have interesting things. So when we come to Lindila, and we say, Shema, and Baruch Shem, and Hashem Melech, Hashem Moloch, and some people have that, and then some people, and then you say, Hashem Elokim. Why you say seven times? Why you only say seven times? Why is that better than saying Shema? Two times. Hashem Elokim, Hashem Elokim. Looks like Chasu Shalom Tzuru Zibur Shuyas. He's got seven of them. Right? So the Mechaber, Hashem Elokim, 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 Hashem Elokim. Okay. So Bishop Bersin is going to be Masber. What's that about? The same concept of Shema Shema, you don't say Amen Amen together twice on a bracha. And the Mishabur comes out in the Kashrahu. Shemashab can the bird, Yisbarak, Shadar, Lamal, and Mishibur Rakim. The name of Hashem Elokim is he's above all of the levels of the Rakia. Each one is taking us above another level of Rakia. Gamal Sina Bakra, based on Hashem Elokim. Gamal Yo. Kleist will say Hashem Elokim, Hashem Elokim. So apparently over there saying it multiple times is okay. Now, one of them. Let's see the next point of the Mishabur. Masha, no, I mean, Mishal's problem in Baruch Shem, come on, consider the Moed. We have a Kibur, Gab, Kid, Mutter. The Chashash, the Shem, Shurius, El Apostle, Shema, Shu Ikra, Kabbalah, Tom, Al Chashemaim. So the main problem is the Ikra, Kabbalah, Tom, Al Chashemaim, which is Shema. That can't be said multiple times. The Baruch Shem could be in Pashas. The Chashash, Shem, Lakim would be the same thing. Kibur, Shem, Kibur, Lav, Om, Al Chashemaim, Pamachas, in Chashash, Pamir, Baruch Shem, come on, consider the Moed. Yes, we have a Mechad. Shema was only said once. So that counterbalances the multiple times of Baruch Shem, which is said afterwards. No, Kaya Potsuk Shema Yisrael, like a man also the Minti. He doesn't use it to explain the Shem Elokim. He says the point is Baruch Shem is a response to Shema. And Shema was only said once, so obviously the Baruch Shem is not for multiple Rishuyas, because it's a response. The Shem Elokim stands by itself. But there are some who use this argument. The Mishmar says over here to explain the Shem Elokim seven times because Shema is only said once. The Ramah comes along and says you shouldn't say the bracha you shouldn't answer Amen twice. Chav kash tepam b'mamein the gam z'mechsek kash tepam b'shuyus. It looks like tepam b'shuyus. Okay, the Mishmar continues and he says he allows you to say Amen twice. The main psak of the Kharim later after the Magen Rambam is not like that. It's like the Ramah and not to do it. Vim Omar, who Omar, Amen Vi Amen, Shari. Amen Vi Amen. Amen Vi Amen indicates it's not like a separate thought, it's connected to the thought before. Shayra Shri is a me, each one gets his own thought, own separate thought. Now, why bring Megadim Shekos and Dabra Chodesh Bezeh? But who? Pre-Megadim comes up with a chap. The Yesh Trey Gabli Amein. Amein has two functions. Echot Shani Ma Minu Ma Chazik Shekeinu Hemes. I am one saying, I believe what there's just a, I there's a moon of Amein, I believe this is true. Vashani Shu Perish Shabakasha, Ratzalermer Shea, Omdo Hadamar, Vimala Mishal Lesedu. Amein, it should become true. It should be fulfilled. The request that we've asked, Amen, Halavai should be true. It should become true. We came to Brachas Yesh Bosh Nei Nodim. Derech Moshel. Oh, Derech Moshel. Refuen Hashem Nei Refe. Right? So the paragraph is davening for Tefillah, for Refuah. So there's one Amen that you're going to say at the end. And the whole paragraph, which says, yes, Amen, that the question that we had for Refuah should become true. There's another remain. We said Rafei Chalei Amon Yisrael. Rashi is a Rafei. So we have two kavanas in our remain. Zok the Prima Gadim. Shabri Yesh Nomer Beis Pami Amen. You can say two times Amen because it's two different remains for two different purposes. That's the chiddush of the Prima Gadim. V'nizdam l'lanos al shnei devarim after the Amen echad yalal l'kan l'kan v'im yomer Amen v'Amen olam tvei. Two people next to you said two different brachas at the same time. So either they are made for him or they are made for him. So he says, theoretically, you can use one amen for both. We prefer to say amen, ve-amen. Okay.
They ended their brachos at the same time?
Right.
So better to say amen, ve-amen?
Right. Because I'm saying amen, that how much you like him in art, and amen, shakot amen moro. Right. So guys, by the lunch table. So I'm saying this is true and that is true. So could we want to make house of both? It'd be better. I should say a main, a main. We make it for both points. We learned the lochas of a main. We pointed out there's different pshatim about a main yisoma. One of the pshatim of a main yisoma is a main which you're not thinking about what you're saying. But then you're something that stands by itself. It's a yosim is orphan. It's not connected. It's lacking a father. So upshot of main yisoma is he waits too long before he says a main. So it's not connected to the bracha. It's standing by, it's a yosim. Mashal is, it's, you don't know what you're saying it about. Amen, it's true. What? I have no idea what, but it's true. That's ridiculous, you know. Mashal, you're wonderful, it's true. I have no idea what, but, you know. So you have to mechaber what it said. You're supposed to say, amen, I believe it's true. Whatever, what this person said, what that person said, so I need to say two amens. Most of our amens have that challenge, like, you know, we're not really focused necessarily, I believe it's true.
You better to say it in English?
It's a difficult word to say it translated in English. Amen. But let us say amen. But because it's Muramas Kamalak Nemon, it has a lot of different things which the word all has all the rolled into one, which you get a lot more out of a word in Lashon HaKadosh than you do in English. Okay. Yud Gimel. Acher Pasuk Rishon. Tzarech Lomar Baruch Shem Kamal Chasid Olam Boed B'Chashoy. After the first pasuk, you say Baruch Shem, and you say it quietly. Okay. Zot b'shabura. You have to ask Baruch Shem. Believe loy Omar. Person forgot Baruch Shem. Yesh days ben apoyskim. Imakzir nasoi. I'm going to rub. I'm bir locha. It was not. It's not from the pasuk. The Raisa. It was some. Here in the Medrash we're supposed to do it. Is it Ma'akev? That's questionable. He sends it to the Bir Alocha. This long Bir Alocha starts at an Aleph. Acher, Baruch Shem, Gimel, Sen, Lamed. So he has this long Bir Alocha where he brings Rayas, Nevis, Bir Yevid. He should be Yotze. A person forgot Baruch Shem. Hashem is quietly. Laman and Bechashoy is to say quietly. Kashakar Yaakovino Laman Shalom Levonov in Parshas Vayechi, Yaakovino calls in his children. Because of Galatham Akates, the man says that he wanted to reveal to them when Mashiach is going to come. Can you see? I'm going to tell you what's going to happen in the future. The Baruch did not allow him to reveal it. So Omer Levonov, he thought to himself, maybe there's a problem with my children. They don't deserve to hear it. Maybe one of you is not deserving. Which passage, according to the Medrash, the point of the Medrash is, Yisrael is referring to Yaakov. Shema Yisrael, our father Yaakov, you should hear. Shema Yisrael. Hashem Elokeinu, Hashem Echad. The same way he's one to you, he's one to us. We have no lack of our Emunah in the Kodesh Baruch Hu. Pasuk Hazok in Mo'amar to Yaakovinu, the responded, Baruch Shem Kam Chazal Lemuel. Okay. So this is all the Medrash. Om Rabbanan, Hechi Navid. Neimre, should we say it? Lo Amr Moshe, Moshe did not say, Baruch Shem. In the parsha of Shema, in the Sefer Devarim, Eloi Neimrei Ha'amar Yaakov. Yaakov said it as the response to Shema Yisrael's Baruch Shem. Therefore, Tito Lomer Yisrael B'Chashoy. Uheker Shenu Min in Parsha Haksuba B'Torah Rak Yaakov B'Moray. So we look at it as this is the proper response. The Yaakovino was Machadish to respond to the concept of Shema Yisrael Shema Kenu Shema Chod, but it's not an intrinsic part of the parsha. Therefore, it's always say quietly. Yeah. Okay. There's a Zohar that says the person should not really after Shem HaKadosh, Shem HaKadosh, he used to say Baruch Shem right away. He shouldn't be Mavsik. Neb Shechaim is Mazbrit, because Shem HaKadosh is an Achdus which we believe in, but we don't function according to. If Hashem is totally Echad, so there's no Malkam, which is there's nothing but Hashem. So many halachas, it's not checked. There's a concept that one place is more Kaddish, one place is less Kaddish. One item is more Kaddish, one item is less Kaddish. You know, a table is full of the presence of Kaddish Baruch, just like a Sefer is. And Kaddish Baruch is, the bathroom only exists because Kaddish Baruch is there. But we say that there are halachas you can't do in a bathroom, but basic Knesset has Kaddusha more than a regular place. So the union of Baruch is Ribui. When you create Ribui, the Russian created a concept called Ribui. There are multiple items. There's something other than just the Echad of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. He created it with different levels of reality. So we live in the world of Baruch. So you can't be Mafsik. If the person would stay too long in the world of Echad, he would end up being doing a virus for our purposes, because he would not know how to differentiate between the different levels of Kedusha. Okay.
But being Mechavin in the Echad, is that called being Mastik?
No, that's what you mean Mechavin. And then you immediately say Baruch.
Give him a few seconds to think.
Yeah, I don't think so. It doesn't mean, you know, I'm sure what the number is, but it means it should be clear that there's a continuation. So you say quietly. Quietly doesn't mean you don't hear at all. It means that it's loud enough that you should hear, but not necessarily it should be loud to other people. Yudal, Tzorach Lahafsik Ma'at Bein Lo'olam Bo'ed, Roshan Gozer Lo'olam Bo'ed, V'yohafto. Baruch Shem is part of the Kabbalah of Malchus Shemayim, and the Haftah is already starting other mitzvahs. Hagav Yesh Haftah B'Pasuk Rishon Ben Yisrael Hashem Shema Yisrael Hashem. There's a gap between Yisrael and Hashem. V'Bein Elokeinu Hashem Hasheni Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Teish Lo Yenish Shema Yisrael Klai Yisrael. Listen, Ki Hashem Shu Elokeinu Hu Hashem Echad. If you don't put a pause between the word hayoim and alav avecha, it sounds like you're saying today they should be in my heart. Tomorrow I don't have to think about them more anymore. I can ignore it totally. Today they have to be in my heart. That's not true. Okay. Tezayin, Tzorach Lahafsik Bein Nishma LaHashem Kenei Shalhatim Yofa Ha'ayin Shotei Niritz Kehei. You want the ayin sound to be nishba, as opposed to nishba, which sounds like more like a hey sound. For people who pronounce the ayin gutturally, that's much easier. People who don't pronounce it, they both nishba, you know, sounds like the same thing. You have to make sure that the zayin sound comes out clearly. Tiskiru shouldn't like the lashon of Schar or sheker or oitiskeru, you should gain or you should be sheker. I'm doing it for reward purposes. You don't do it for reward purposes. Can talk about hatiz zayin shall uzz kartem yurches yagish yud shall shema Yisrael shema Yisrael. You want to make sure you pronounce that yud. Shema Israel. It sounds like almost like you lose your the yud sound of Israel. So you don't want it to sound like v'ho. You say v'ho you. Okay. Shabura lamin beis shalotibalot. Shorar doka b'hani psuki. He gave his examples over here, but who was the Mechol Kriyashma? Yirash lo lahav liyaho isyus, lo lakvifu mo isyus acheris. Be very careful not to swallow letters and not to say the letters, you know, as if there's a different letter there. Ken posik v'yohavto, lo yere, kimish akara v'yohavto with a fey, levavacha, nafshacha, moidecha, me'oidecha, not moidecha, right. Each letter should be each word should be said by itself. You say the word properly. We said a person who expends the effort to say every word properly, he's going to be mistaken all of his 248 limbs. Kriyas really, you know, it takes time to say it. Make sure you get all the words, you know, say the words, each word separately and properly. Yod test. Sarlit and Rebbech Bein Bechara Le'af. There should be a pause between, or at least a little bit of a gap between the word Chara and the word Af. Lodishtama Becharaf. If there's no Becharaf, Becharaf, right? It sounds like that is one word. It's mechara af. Chaf only litzim rabak bein teba shetchilasa b'kisoyf teba shelofanel. If you have two words next to each other, and the second word starts with the same letter as the first word ends with, so if you don't are careful, it sounds like you only use saying the letter once. It gives you some examples. Chachom b'chol levavacha. If you don't pause a little bit, the lamed b'chol levavacha, it sounds like it's the same lamed which is for b'chol as for levavacha. Al levavachem, b'chol levavachem. Eise b'sodacha, avata mehera, hakanof pisil eskem meheretz. Chaf alef tzorach b'chol. No, mishmeruch lamigim b'chol levavacha. It comes out of shiavsi ben hayim. Doesn't mean that you have to actually pause. It's made very clear that it's two separate letters. The not, you don't have to pause. Is sufficient. The Maisa, these two words are in the Torah, are one trop, so it means they're connected. It's really, because it would not be connected. So we have the word with the word all. Val hakol, and after medium lock. So that's it's pronounced with the chaylim, right? Bechol levavacha. It's with the komatz. So when is it with the chaylim? When is it with the komatz? The answer is if it's besmichus, if it's connected to the next word, it's with the komatz, and if it stands by itself, not connected to any words, it's with a chaylim. So if you would stop between b'chol levavacha, there should be a chaylim in the word b'chol. B'chol levavacha. That's not true. It's b'chol levavacha. So that's why you can't really pause there.
In Hakanaf Tadil, isn't it the fey is not different enough than the pey?
The fey and the what?
The fe and the pay, isn't that, I mean, hakanaf tefil, even if you say it quickly, aren't you getting both the fe and the pay?
You should ask the same question, Esa
Besodacha.
Right. Right. Apparently, we probably don't pronounce our pay properly. Chaf Aleph. Terbechol Aleph Sha'achar Mem Lahafsik Beinayim. Any Aleph which comes after the word starts with an L, which comes after a mem beforehand, there should be a little bit of a pause. or it sounds like limatem oisom. If it's not, it sounds like moisom, their death. Ukartem oisom. Nupsamtem es, urisem oisoi. Uskartem es, masisem es. Shoyinira, kikare moisom or mace. Kare moisom lamadal. Ayrabe heavy. B'shem Ashlod, who wouldn't call Aleph Sha'achar Mem, Sarak Lahafsik, Babatem Elohim Achirim. So it's not the word S or Mace, but you might lose your Aleph over there. Enichem Asher Zonim Acharehem Elohim Asher Lelokechem Ani Elokechem MS Gam Kotevish at Kilosa Aleph, Efshe Shlo Yargishena B'mifta. Tzarech hefsek. Even if it's not after a mem, you're going asher onochi mitar artzachem vatzar es asher Hashem devorai ela vayomer, which we pronounce it with an aleph. Vayomer Hashem el daber el mitzvois Hashem asher atem chalkei gavna. Come with it. Shetchilas a yud tzarech lahadgish b'mifta. You don't want the yud to sound like it's connected to the word before. Can pen yifte? Lo yirakilu kara pen yifte. A pen yifte. V'chein v'tebes yirbu v'cholki agavna. And so the point is, if you say each word distinctly and separately, you're not going to have this problem. But if people say it more quickly, and the words are not distinct and separate, these become problems.
What's the problem with mitzvot Hashem?
Well, you pronounce the Shem Hashem, Hashem with an aleph. Right. So his point is, anytime you have an aleph beginning of a word, an aleph is a sound which can get easily connected, sound like it's connected to the word before it. Now, this isn't only about Shema. This is how you're supposed to daven. Hagav huadin mekarav atarav and nevi meksubim yesh yizoyer. They say Rabbi Chanan and Wasim did not have his Shema, but the words are not any longer than we took their Birchas Kriyas Shema. You know, these people are really frum. You know, Shema. You know, whoa. You know. And the paragraph before isn't important. You know that you can say whatever it sounds like. You know, I don't know what the words sound like. Whatever comes out like. You know, the story of the little boy, with the whistle. You know, like, you know, Brashim, here's the word. You figure it out. You know, like, you know, like, you know, that's a very nice Kiddush story. But the mice, you're supposed to stop it. You know, Yeshizor. So this is a problem always. So why is that Mishabur Lamed Hey? Meloi Hiziru Al Kriyashma Al Mishum De B'Shem Surah Lekol B'Yeshma Yichud Shemaim. The reason why they mention this specifically because this is something everybody is saying, and it's very important because Yichud Shemaim. But the truth is, this is how you're supposed to daven. It does create a tremendous amount of challenge the Ma'aser to do that.
Have you heard the term Yichud Shemaim? What does that really mean? That just means you have intention to say Shema, thinking that.
Well, the truth is, it's an interesting point. Okay, it's a good question. Really, all of the Kriya Shema really accomplishes that, because Sekiras Yetzer Mitzrayim really was the where we learn these concepts about HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The Kriya Shema is the Echad of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, therefore the commitment to His Malchus, because He's really the only one which exists. So you want to say that properly. Okay, Chav Gimel.
Aleph Achai Mem, and then two letters that are right next to each other, end of the word, beginning of the word, same letters. Was there a third category?
Well, he said the yud. You have the yud. You have the problem. Be careful with the word begins with the yud. Also, you can lose it. Mr. Burr mentioned.
Pen
yifteh. Right. He gave an example. He gave us the example pen yifteh in the tabus yirbu.
So the yud at the beginning of the word.
And I'll begin a word, the beginning of a word. Those are sounds which are not such a strong sounds. And then you're right. And the other was the issue of the same letter to back to back. Chav Gimel Tzarech L'Daitik Shlo Yirapa HaChozek Bo YiChozek HaRafa V'Yinia Chanol Bo Yinon Yir Hanoch. We don't do this any time. So the whole thing is like, you know, I mean, so Shwan Noach. Knock means to sit still, so it's not sound, making any sound towards going weiter. And a nod or a gnaw means it's moving. Nod, but not the abort. So that's the difference between a shua which you pronounce with an ear sound and a shua you don't pronounce at all. Chazak and Rafa, we don't have enough time to explain. We'll pick up, we'll do this up again next time. Not